You're listening to the audio production of Jesus Through Medieval Eyes, Beholding Christ with the Artists, Mystics, and Theologians of the Middle Ages by Grace Hammond, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
From my beloved grandparents, John and Carol, and Eileen and Gerald. Foreword. The airplane was small, a puddle jumper, as my dad would say. It was March 2000, just a few months into the new millennium. The world had survived the non-event of Y2K, and I had survived my PhD coursework. I would shortly submit my dissertation prospectus and sit for comprehensive exams, which explains why I was working, even as I flew for a short vacation in Washington, D.C. Several brown volumes, spines branded with the telling initials, telling to graduate students like me, that is, EETS, Early English Text Society, poked from the book bag at my feet. I held one of the volumes open in my lap. I still remember reading the printed Middle English words, bouncing slightly from the rhythm of the flight. It was an exempla, sermon story, from John Merck's Festial, a collection of late 14th century Middle English sermons that became a 15th century bestseller. This story told of a woman filled with despair over a horrible sin she had once committed. One night, Jesus appeared to her in a vision. Gently taking her hand, he placed it in the wound in his side. "My daughter," he said to her, "why are you afraid to show me your heart as I have shown mine to you?" The next morning, when the woman awoke, she found her hand black with the blood of Christ. With newfound courage and motivation from her bloody hand, she went to church, confessed her long-hidden sin to a priest, and watched her personal miracle as her hand immediately became clean. I stared at the story, mesmerized. A woman had personally met Jesus, and his intervention saved her. For the past 3 years, I had been studying medieval Christianity. I understood the significance of saints such as Margaret of Antioch and Bridget of Kildare. I understood the beauty of Eucharistic theology. I understood the comforting and instructive appeal of liturgy. I could even explain to my students how sacramental theology emerged. But it wasn't until that moment, on a plane in March 2000, that I met the medieval Jesus. Instead of seeing him through the eyes of a Baptist Protestant, I saw him through the eyes of a medieval woman. I saw him through the words of a medieval priest. And I realized that as different as my modern faith was from the world of medieval Christians, the Jesus we knew was the same. This is the gift Grace Hammond has given us. In a world more prone to forget history than remember it, the beauty of her writing and the breadth of her knowledge help us see the rich complexity of a faith both strange and different from our own. Most importantly, by helping us understand how medieval people saw Jesus, she helps us better see Jesus too. Beth Allison Barr. Chapter 1. Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Christ questioned his disciples, recorded in three of the Gospels, resounds through the ages right down to us. The way we answer Christ's query determines our beliefs and inflects how we live our lives. Father Greg Boyle argues that nothing is more consequential in our lives than the notion of God we hold. The question appears straightforward, but the Gospel of Matthew shows us that it's surprisingly tricky and complicated. When Jesus asks this question, Simon Peter answers with the candor and enthusiasm we expect of him. "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter answered, 'You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered him, 'Blessed are you,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?